This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're eventually probably going to have a theme song for this thing, and
hopefully
this is the news of the day. This is news or nope. So this is vying for my affection. I don't like the way this is set up.
Do we get better prizes like as time goes on?
No, you don't get anything. What you get is like,
yeah,
so
your
far
approval,
I think TX
big
is
whoop.
One. Like TX in the lead. I think, right?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I want to say we're even, but I don't know.
No, well, I don't know. Because like we've had days where
you're just
like,
saying that because I want a better prize.
Yes, you're bugging me, so you're never going to win.
It hasn't felt like I've been in the lead.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Neither of us feel like we've won.
So give us. So this is just like, they're going to try to tell some of the stories that are pertinent from today. And like, if it's interesting, then I'll be like, news, let's go. And if it's stupid, I may just...
You don't even want to hear the rest.
This is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to try something I rarely do. I'm going to like interrupt you.
Oh.
And okay.
Feel free.
I can just... Nobody check the text, because right now everybody's like...
We're already getting up.
You idiot! Okay. So who wants to start today on news or nope?
I will.
Okay, go.
So... Both Slacker and I are in the dating world.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Okay. Yep. News.
And it turns out that it only takes 163 texts for modern day couples to fall in love.
163 texts?
Yeah. Like, so none of them are D-pics, so don't send those.
I've never taken one. I know I've said that before. I've never taken one.
I want to say it's surprising, but I don't mean that in an offensive way. It's just like the norm.
I can't find a high enough resolution.
I don't think you want to see it.
That's fair.
Not you, but I mean just,
I don't, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean just like,
let's pull the entire room.
Yes. Let's play the game called D or Don't. I'm just going to text everybody in my contacts, D or don't, and see how many D's I get. 100 and how many?
163 texts.
That doesn't feel like a lot to
me.
That's like,
I send that to one person in a day.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
Are you? So maybe that's why I text in the weird style that I do. Because like, you know how some people do like...
The one big paragraph?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's one text.
That's one text.
You will do like two sentences spread out in 16 texts.
I do that.
You're trying to get us to fall in love with you.
Buddy, it's working.
Yeah! All right, that's a point for Aaron. That was a news.
Okay, well, how far apart are your kids in age?
4 years.
Interesting. Would you like to know if that's ideal or not?
I think that's news. Okay. I think what you're doing right now is playing to daddy's, like...
I'm trying,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel, using my therapy words, that it's the perfect age.
Wow, you nailed it. Experts say that the ideal spacing between kids is 3 to 5 years. It's healthier for the children as well as the mothers, and has a bunch of social and economic
Isn't
benefits for the family as a whole.
Your children are
3.5. Yeah, we're in that window.
And it,
a little
you know
bit.
What? You know what? It's when it's. Although my kids are going to different high schools, which is a little bit weird, but like it feels like right now would be so awesome if they were at the same high school, because like Noah's a senior, she's a freshman, and so there's just like. Passing of the torch kind of, and I think that'll probably happen in your kids.
There will be, yeah.
Like, and Leo could be driving Hazel to school. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that happened with me and my sister. We're only 2 years apart, so we're not in the ideal window here. But we were, it was cool. We had same friend group, and our high school was real small, and so I would, we would drive to school, drive to events. It was cool.
Yeah, and then you kind of get one out of diapers, and you get mm-hmm. a little respite from that, and then, oh, we're thrown back, but then, like,
yeah,
you just go through different phases. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, yeah, so you nailed it.
Yeah.
Great job.
Well, also, my ex-wife and I would have relations once every 4 years. So.
Is it a leap year?
Yeah. So I'm a little bit like Sakic. It's the one shot, one goal. I get that one chance and I just make it stick.
All right, good.
What, got another one?
Did you mark that as news officially?
That's yeah, okay, without okay. a doubt.
Well, I didn't know
it's
if you were.
It's tied up at one apiece.
All right. Well, one thing that is frowned upon that is actually vital to our survival.
That's all you're going to give me? That's all you're going to give me? It's enough of a tease. It's news. I'm going to give it to you. I want to hear. Okay. I need to know the rest, but I may jump in with a nope right when you start because you're doing the thing that the actual news stations do that drives me nuts.
I'll tell you about it right. in 7 minutes.
What's in your drinking water that's killing you? Film at 11. You're like, ah, come on. And then you get up there and it's like, it's hydrogen, but it's not really in your drinking water. It is drinking water. And you're like, I just stayed up for 4 hours. Okay. But okay. What is a thing that's crucial to our survival, but frowned upon?
Gossiping.
Oh.
It turns out that gossiping has helped. I don't know how they figured it out. Researchers, scholars.
What are you doing? Like,
they found.
You didn't read the story, did you?
I did. I'm reading it now.
Nope. You're out. No points on that one. Okay. You got to know the news, Aaron. Go ahead, TX.
All right. Well, most people live for the weekend, right? But bartenders live for the week because apparently a woman is going viral on Reddit. She's sharing bartenders say that Sunday night is like the worst night. They said that people who go to a bar on a Sunday night are like a different breed. They say that's when bartenders see the most like just weird things, weird drinks, weird orders.
Really?
And, yeah, people are just like out on him.
Because it's the last night before the work week. And
yeah.
Or is but it just
it's like go
it
feral.
Back?
No, go feral. Go harder.
You go feral on Sunday?
I don't.
Well, to me, it
when are you not feral?
That's
what I'm trying to like. I'm starting to go out every other Sunday, which is weird.
But are you doing a daytime thing or are you going at night?
So the exchange of my children is at like 5 o'clock on Sundays. So
okay.
I get them at 5 o'clock on every other Sunday and I get rid of that, not get rid of them, whatever the proper fatherly, I begrudgingly hand them back over to that woman that I boinked every 4 years. And so then I'm like, then you're just sitting in your house all by yourself.
Mm.
And when you live in a palatial Tuscan mansion, just the echoey.
Echoes. Yeah.
It's just like, hello, hello, hello. So then I try to go, I'm trying to go out more, but it makes sense. Cause the bartenders kind of treat me like crap.
Oh really? Cause so they think, I wonder if it's people who don't work Monday morning. So they either have an odd job or unemployed or whatever that they don't have to get up early on a Monday. So have you seen any weirdness on your Sunday other than the bartenders being
It's
being
just
you?
A bunch of losers.
So they think you're one of them.
Yes.
Wow.
It never occurred to me before, but like, yeah, you sit down and I'm just like, I don't want to talk to anybody, but I'm just going to sit here and watch a little bit of the game or what, just kind of like not be, this sounds so pathetic, but not be alone.
Sure.
But then it just takes forever to get a drink, and I think they're just trying to send you the signal like, dude, you're a loser.
Like, get out of here. Yeah. Bartenders, I don't know, text in 51059. Do you agree Sunday night?
Okay.
Is the weirdest
weird.
Night.
Well, speaking of losers, Aaron.
L for love.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.